California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is suspending all fishing in areas of San Francisco Bay contaminated by last week's oil spill. The suspension starts Thursday. It was a week ago tomorrow that a container vessel sliced into the Bay Bridge and spilled 58,000 gallons of heavy bunker fuel into the bay. More than 500 birds have died. Crews are out on the beaches and on the water to try to clean up the mess. Before the governor's announcement today, I spoke with Larry Collins. He's a commercial fisherman and president of the San Francisco Crab Boat Owners Association, which has 22 boats out doing cleanup.
It's ugly. I mean, ugly. They're picking up a lot of dead birds. There's dead crabs floating. It's in every rip where the currents come together and make a rip.
Mm-hmm.
The oil's thick in the rips. It's starting to get into the eelgrass. It's fouling all the beaches in the little coves. It's everywhere.
And what are you trained to do when you're out there on your boat to try to stop the
oil
from spreading?
Basically, you see a batch of oil and you troll these pom-poms through it, and the oil sticks to this oil-absorbing cloth. And then you haul that up on the boat and you put it in bags, and then you put new pom-poms down, and then you just do that over and over and over again.
And this is a heavy bunker fuel.
Yeah. And it's in, you know, from little droplets the size of your thumb up into football size blobs.
Football size?
Yeah. It's ugly.
What happens if you find a bird that's in distress? What are you supposed to do?
Most of the birds we're finding are way past distress.
They're
All
dead.
The birds we're finding are. The birds that are in distress tend to beach themselves. The ones that are floating out in the water are dead.
What kinds of birds are these boats finding?
Western grebes, cormorants. Somebody found a night heron yesterday. Four or five different species of ducks. The diving birds are the ones that are really getting it bad because they come right up in the middle of the slick, you know, when they're hunting for food. And
mm-hmm.
Then they get oiled. And it's, you know, we've been finding some grebes that only have a quarter-sized spot of oil on them that they're dead.
Really?
Yeah, so it's surprising how little bit of oil can kill the birds.
And then you just collect them and
yeah,
take them
Yeah, you bag them up.
Mm-hmm. How many have you found?
Oh, let's see. I talked to the boys yesterday. There were, the high boat was six or seven. Everybody had a couple up to six or seven.
The high boat?
Yeah, we have 22 boats out there, and fishermen are competitive. They're competitive about who catches the most oil, who finds the most birds. So there's nobody better to do this job than commercial fishermen because they're all trying to outdo each other.
Oh, so you're saying the high boat was the one who found the most birds.
Roger.
Tell me about what the impact of this could be on the fishing industry around San Francisco.
It's not going to be good. The markets have all crashed. You know, the demand just evaporated when that ship ran into that bridge.
Well, Mr. Collins, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, my pleasure.
Larry Collins is president of the San Francisco Crab Boat Owners Association.